Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's the Jason Manford Show. Steve Edge is here.
Morning.
Yes.
Yeah?
Christmas, baby.
It is, isn't it?
It's on its way.
That's all that's happened, isn't it, this week?
This show is...
it's just about Christmas now.
This show is just about Christmas.
Get Christmas done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing, mate.
Whoa.
We're all friends here.
Yeah.
This show is trying to heal a rift.
Yeah.
In the country.
With pigs in blankets.
Oh, yeah, baby. Christmas is coming. Yeah, we're very much a politics-free zone this morning. As always. It's not like we're always... usually you're like John Humphreys. No. The only thing I'm annoyed about, I mean, we won't talk about the actual elections and stuff like that, but the main thing I'm annoyed about is the fact that he did it 2 weeks before Christmas.
I know.
Like, that's, you could have given it February or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I went
nothing
in
month.
My polling station's in a school, and there were so many decorations up there, I think I voted for figgy pudding. Because I was sort of taken in.
It's easy done. Easy done. I'm here in London for 5 weeks. It's weird.
Is it?
Yeah, it's weird being away for so long. And the family coming down at weekend, but yeah, we opened up at the Wyndham's Theatre last night. Night before, Friday night, sorry. Yeah, really well, really good. And although we obviously a few teething problems when a show starts, when a musical curtains. Where the set just fell over.
That's never a good thing, is it?
Just fell over, mate.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to. Not like the play that goes wrong.
No, no.
If that happened in there, you'd go, well, that's meant to happen.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah. No, this was very much our play went wrong. For a second. It was weird. Just like
did it fall over?
Like, it got lowered too far, I think, and then it started coming forward, and I sort of ran over and had to like lift it back up, which was not... That's not my character's job.
No.
It's not his job.
As an audience member, would you think that's part of the show, probably? Go, that was weird, that bit when he
absolutely
helped the set up.
Yeah, you would absolutely think that. You would think that. But it's a murder mystery as well.
Yeah, anything can happen.
So, you know, you might be thinking, oh, that's a good way of killing
somebody.
That. The set falling on somebody's head.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Very clever.
But I wondered if people had ever seen a show stop. Like, has a show stopped because of something... like crazy that's happened on set or in the audience, or it's rare. I've had fire alarm go off a few times while on stage, and it's weird when a fire alarm goes off, because obviously as a performer, you like, I love my job, love my stand up. It's not, you know, I've worked in call centres and warehouses and building sites and like tough jobs, you know, and this job isn't
like
that.
See you on a building site.
Well, back in the day, so. You know what I mean?
What were you, odd carrier?
I just got bricks done. You know what I mean? That's the sort of guy I was. Yeah. And I was mainly making cups of tea and sweeping up. But
oh, that job on the building site.
I was still there. And, you know, I've done these jobs.
Yeah.
This one's not one of those jobs. This is a fun job. And yet, the very hint of a night off.
Yeah.
Or that you might get to leave work early.
Yeah.
You jump on it.
Yeah, of course.
Even if you love your job, you're still giving it, I love a day off, though.
It's just, it's in there and it's primal, isn't it?
It's exactly.
Matters.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
You're right.
Whoop whoop.
Okay, now.
Can't get there.
That register. That bit of your voice isn't working, is it?
Some dog's going crazy right now.
Yeah.
It's part one of our Christmas special.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call it.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's just we're here in the next 2 weeks. We love Christmas, don't we?
Yeah.
We love it.
It's nice, isn't it?
I think you're the only person I ring on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I see everybody else. Obviously, we're not always in the same town.
Yeah.
But I don't ring any of my other pals.
No, it's nice, isn't it?
It's just you, mate.
Traditions, isn't it?
Yeah, just have a little chat. It's nice. 8:12:15 is the text this morning. If you're up and about, let us know what you're up to. Gary's up early, fitting a fireplace at home. Just in time, mate.
Yeah.
Just in time for the big man.
How's he going to get out? He's not going to get it down there, is he?
It's not exactly
beginning. You better fit it proper.
Well, you better make sure the flue's clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, the big man can't come down. Stop.
No, it's all right. Just the phrase, make sure your flue's clean.
It's like a carry-on film with you. Who else is up? What got us out of bed today? 7-hour drive to Scotland on my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
That's not the one.
No.
That's not the one. 7 hours. But Scotland, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, not all of it, obviously. But some of it.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Not all of anywhere. That's the old phrase.
That's the way it works.
Where you live. You
that's the way this...
Two streets away from somewhere that's awful.
Yeah, I'm glad you rephrased that.
Because
I know what you usually say.
Yeah.
Stephen, good morning. I'm up and preparing breakfast for our work party at the Falcon Hotel Boot. That's the problem with this time of year. The old chefs.
Yeah.
Oh, they're putting a shift in, aren't they?
They're having preparing breakfast for a work party. This, like, lying in the stomach.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, that's okay. What it is.
Makes sense.
While we're talking about food. Now, you know my feelings on the Christmas dinner.
Not a fan, are you?
No, I don't think it... Look, and I feel like I'm... Because I've been getting a lot of stick for it online. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying...
I haven't heard it. What is your stance on this?
I'm not saying it's not a nice meal. It's a fine meal.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, does it deserve... It's lofty heights of people look up to it. Ooh, yeah. Christmas dinner is amazing. It's the best dinner of the year. Is it, though? Is it better than, I don't know, what the Italians could do or the Indians could do?
You're talking about the food itself?
Yeah, it's boring.
Well, it's just a roast, isn't it?
It's just a jumped-up roast,
It is, but it's you're all sat there and you've got your little crowns
That's
on.
That's it. It's the people you're with.
It's the people and it's the occasion. This is Christmas
dinner.
Yeah,
and the nostalgia of
what
it.
What time is it? Yeah. And when's it going to be done?
Exactly.
He said 3 o'clock. It's like 7 o'clock now. I'm starving, man.
Yes.
That sort of thing. Have we missed the Queen's speech? It's I think it was on in the morning, Corbyn said.
Hey, we're free of that. None of that.
So you're saying it's just a roast. It is just a roast.
It's just a roast.
There's a lot of stuff on there.
And even the roast, you know my feelings about a Sunday dinner. I'm like, it's fine. But this is where the controversy comes.
Okay.
Or controversy. I don't know how you say that.
I'm not sure anymore.
I'm going to say controversy. Controversy, I'm going to say. Actually, I'm going to throw...
Controversy.
I'm going to throw a third one in.
Okay, go.
Do Yorkshire puddings belong on a Christmas dinner plate? Now, I'm going to say, I can tell by your eyes what you think.
Yeah.
I'm saying yes.
Okay.
100%.
Who says it should be on a plate?
Well, let me read you the story.
Yeah.
In the run-up to Christmas, it's 82% of Britons say it. That's who says it, mate.
Okay.
Right? In the run-up to Christmas is one of the most hotly debated topics... That divides
not
the
this
nation.
Year.
Okay, I don't know if you.
Not so much this year.
I don't know when you've done this press release, people. Does a Yorkshire pudding fit alongside the traditional turkey stuffing, roasties, and lashings of gravy? To set the record straight once and for all, Aunt Bessie conducted research.
Oh, there we go. There it is.
What?
What they're doing the research.
They've done the research.
The people famous just for Yorkshire puddings are saying, well, the people have spoken and they all want Yorkshire puddings.
82%.
Well, yeah, because they ask people, who buy Yorkshire puddings. If you like Yorkshire puddings, you shouldn't even be buying your Aunt Bessie Yorkshire. You should be making them yourself. It's not hard to make a Yorkshire pudding.
I know, but they're fine, the Aunt Bessie ones. They're good.
But, yeah,
they're fine.
Tiny little Yorkshire
Easy,
puddings.
And they are small, though.
Yeah.
I like a big, massive...
But this is the problem,
sprawling.
Isn't it? There's enough on that Christmas plate as it is without taking half of it out with a Yorkshire pudding.
That's the thing. What you've got to use it, though, you've got to use it as an extra receptacle.
What's in it, then? What's in this bowl made of Yorkshire pudding? Cauliflower cheese.
The gravy or something. Some
veg. There's no room. Stuffing, sprouts, pigs in blankets,
but
turkey.
They can go. Sprouts, gone.
Why?
They're out of it. Because they're rank, mate. I'm not having this again. I've told you every year. Devil's hemorrhoids. Every single year.
This
they're horrible.
Man, too obvious. What, do you hate the sprout? There's nothing wrong with a sprout.
What are you doing? It's like it's like being punched in the tongue.
It isn't. It just tastes like a little cabbage.
Exactly. But all the
do you
taste...
not like cabbage? Are you this angry about cabbage?
No, I don't mind cabbage because
Hispy cabbage. Are you this angry about hispy cabbage?
The cabbage is like a sprout diluted. It's the same amount of taste.
I thought we were trying
one,
to bring people together here.
Despite the poll, over 1,000 people.
Oh, only 1,000 people.
1,000 people they asked. Yeah, but 820 of them said yeah. 820 people who follow Aunt Bessie.
On Twitter. No, not enough room. Not against it. I love a Yorkshire pudding, but there's not enough room on that plate.
See, it's just a room-based problem.
And just so much food. It's not it's room and on your plate and in your stomach.
Can I tell you what we did a few weeks back, by the way?
Go on.
How about this for a taste sensation?
Okay.
A fusion, if you will.
Okay, I'm interested.
We did a roast dinner, like wrap in Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like wrapped up like a burrito.
Yeah, yeah.
Sundaed in a burrito.
Better than a tortilla, innit?
Oh, mate.
A Yorkshire pudding.
Thank you, Mexico.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Well, have a bit of that and make
it. Make that Yorkshire.
It was delicious. Jason
Manford.
Salute
Radio,
where real music matters.
Steve Edge is here.
Morning.
We're talking Christmas. We're trying to keep things civil as well.
Just change direction. Change the mood.
It's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
The season to be jolly. Yeah.
That's the one.
Is it?
Is that a song?
I don't know.
That wasn't the tune or the words to any of the songs I know.
No, I think it's in Polar Express.
You love that film too much.
My son loves that film, so I love that film.
You've seen that film a lot.
It's great.
Well, you've seen the first 20 minutes of it.
I've seen it all now.
Oh, have you? Oh, good. Yeah, I've still never seen it.
Some people think it's creepy.
I'll tell you what I have seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it creepy?
The motion capture is the early days of it. So it's a bit ghostly, but I love it. My son loves it, so I love it. That's yeah, the one that well, works. I like Justin Bieber now. I mean,
mate, I'm the same.
Because he does, yeah.
I'm the same. I won't have a word said against the Bieber.
No.
I'm a believer.
I know you. I've heard you. I've seen the badge.
I'm very much a believer. I don't know what I was going to say. Text, that's what I was going to do. Morning, Jason and Steve. I'm up because my family's Christmas Day is today. This happens quite a bit, doesn't it? We had a fake Christmas
have it early,
a couple weeks ago, yeah.
For whatever reason.
Well, you just don't always want to see them on Christmas Day, or you can't see them on Christmas Day.
There's a lot of good telly on it, though, so...
Yeah, exactly. We've got the whole hustle and bustle of Christmas morning going off in our household, preparing food, last minute wrapping, etc. So they've got that's Stephanie in Derbyshire. Oh. So they've got that going on. A fake Christmas.
But then it'll be done, though, won't it? You can relax.
Yeah, pretty much. That's sort of what happened with us. We had like a fake Christmas and it was great. And then my brother got all stressed out because he was like, oh, I bought everyone presents, so we're not doing the full fake Christmas. I was like, no, not the full one, mate.
Fake Christmas.
Because Christmas Day, Santa's not coming on fake Christmas, is he? Just because we've decided to have it on the 12th.
Of course he's not. The elves are still making stuff, aren't they? Now they're busy.
Brothers, families, that's the problem at Christmas, isn't it?
That's the big problem with Christmas, isn't it?
Family, isn't it? It's hard work, isn't it?
Well,
you just forget, don't you? You just forget because you only see them like a bit. You know, I mean, I see my family a lot, but for a short amount of time.
But we all do, don't we?
Of course. And then Christmas Day, suddenly they're there.
Yeah. You haven't got more toilets, have you? In your house?
No, you haven't. No. And it's like, I mean, let's not get into that, but crikey. It's not fun, that, is it? It's not fun.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
We were talking before about show stopping. So this one, like a show stops.
Yeah.
Not like because it's brilliant. Oh my God, that was a show stopper.
That was amazing.
No, I'm talking like the set fell down. Somebody broke their leg, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I remember one happened when I was doing Sweeney Todd. I remember Michael Ball was up on this, on a barber shop, was sort of about 8 foot in the air. And the boy, the guy who plays the boy, was up there and they were sort of wrestling and fighting or whatever. And he just fell off this thing, 8 foot, because he's like a dancer. I mean, if that was me, gone.
No, not Michael Ball.
Not Michael Ball. No, Michael Ball.
That would have been a very different outcome.
You'd have read about that. do you remember Michael Ball? Like, he'd have been one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was me, I'd have, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember that day Jason died? Like, it would have been one of them. This guy, like a ballerina, like a dancer, landed like Spider-Man. I'd never seen anything more amazing in my life. He tripped, fell, bang.
I'm fine.
Absolutely fine. So that's to stop the show. But and that's what happened last night. We had not somebody fallen, but the set sort of just started to fall down. And I sort of ran out, a couple of us ran over to try and pick it back up. So it does happen, these show stops things. Jason, I'm a teacher. Several years ago, our math teacher was delivering the final jokes as a pantomime dame when the whole set fell on him.
Wow.
He obviously got his calculations wrong there, didn't he?
He did, didn't he?
All we could see were his legs sticking out like the witch in The Wizard of Oz. He was saved from serious injury by a set of false boobs acting as a cushion.
See, sometimes it does help, doesn't it?
There you go.
Dresses a pantomime dame.
Yeah, that sounds like you're making an excuse. See?
No, I just think...
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, I said it, said it would come good one day, didn't I?
Does the Yorkshire pudding deserve to be on a Christmas dinner?
No.
Aunt Bessie says yes. The people who make...
Of course she does. Of course she does.
Yorkshire puddings, they've done a survey where they said 82% of the UK say they deserve to be there. I don't know. Kay says Yorkshire's yes. As much veg as you can boil or roast. Not boil. We're not still doing that, are we?
Boil and roast. Parboil.
Yeah, parboil, yeah. Tons of potatoes. Two meats, Kay says.
Two meats.
Oh,
this is extravagant, isn't it?
Yeah, anything you can make with sausage meat and a pint of gravy.
Anything you can make with sausage meat. Anything.
Anything,
I've made
mate.
Some angels. Is that an angel?
Yeah. Sausage. I love a bit of sausage stuffing.
Big fan
of that. Two meats, though. Are you a traditionalist, turkey?
Yeah, I only eat it at Christmas. So yeah. It's the taste of Christmas.
Fair enough.
I think same with sprouts, really, as well. But it's just, not just bear it for one day?
All right, I've got something for you very shortly, to take you to the ultimate sprout conclusion.
Okay.
It's about to go off in this studio.
Is okay? it? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I mean that
in every way possible.
Exactly.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Okay, so we've been talking, should the Yorkshire pudding be involved? Mm-hmm. Get this. This text has come in. Three meats, one vegan option, 17 vegetables is our family record. Most of it got binned. And we've never done 17 veg since. Now, the thing that sticks out for me there...
Yeah.
I couldn't name 17 veg.
Are there 17 veg?
I don't think there are. Unless you're talking like 17
peas.
Carrots. Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah. I mean, peas, carrots, cauliflower, broccoli.
Yeah. Parsnips.
Parsnip. I hate the parsnip.
Yes. Yeah,
little soapy so-and-so just sat there pretending to be a roast potato.
Yeah, when it's sitting there in a stew.
Like, parsnip!
Got me.
Why are you?
How many veg did we get up to then?
Right. Pea, carrot.
Yeah.
Broccoli, cauliflower.
Cabbage.
Parsnip. Cabbage.
Sprout.
Sprout.
Have we done peas?
I can't even get to double figures.
You did say potato.
Potato, okay, fine. Like I always feel like
maybe
the potatoes...
starch in it. Somebody will argue with you about
it. Well, because it's not good for you.
Sweet potato. That's a vegetable.
Sweet potato, okay.
Vegetable.
I mean, we're struggling here, aren't we? Seven. They've got 17, man.
Ariac.
We're struggling here. I'm not having that. Lots of people saying the Yorkshire should very much be on the dinner.
There's not enough room. I don't know where you're getting.
Get
17.
Get a bigger plate. Let's be honest. The thing that sets the Christmas dinner apart from all other dinners.
Yeah.
The one that elevates it to its lofty heights of this meal is pigs and blankets.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And love.
Yeah,
but the pigs and blankets is what... That's what makes you go, whoa.
Yeah. Stuffing's quite nice.
And stuffing. The sausage stuffing.
Yeah.
So both of them sausage-based.
Yeah.
I could probably name 17 sausages before I could name 17.
Well, that says more about me and you than it does about...
It really does. Maybe you disagree with us about the Christmas dinner. I just don't think it's all that. I'll eat it, but it's whatever.
Well, I think the problem is there's a lot of it, so that's why you have... It's not about how much can you fit on it, because also there's a lot of people around the table, so you can't have a big plate.
Yeah.
You have to have a smaller plate, if anything, to elbows and crackers and
I can see that.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
We're real music.
matters.
We're celebrating Christmas.
We are, aren't we?
We've got some food stuff out.
Yeah.
Some drinks.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas already, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got non-alcoholic drinks, of course. It's 9:05.
Yeah, we haven't lined our stomach or anything.
Fruit Shoot Merrylicious.
Okay.
Festive Apple and Berry.
Fruit Shoot?
Fruit Shoot. You know, the kids
drink. Little kids drink, yeah.
Yeah.
So festive. It's just a fruit. What's festive about it? Go on.
It's got wine in it. No, it hasn't, by the way, in case Robin...
Was it apple and berry?
Mm-hmm.
You already did an apple and berry.
It's fine.
Just tastes like a fruit shoot, yeah?
Yeah. That was that. Reviewed.
Yeah, good. All right. Very Christmassy.
All right, if you're six.
Yeah.
I would say. Absolutely fine. Lots of people are, and feel free to stop doing this, are messaging me 17 different types of vegetables. I mentioned in the last hour, someone has 17 different vegetables on their dinner plate at Christmas.
We can all Google it, can't we?
Can all Google vegetables, mate. I was seeing how many you could do off the top of your head.
Yeah. That's the game we were playing.
That's the game
and
we
were. And the two of us together, joint heads, came up with about six.
Six. I mean, someone's put
you're
ratatouille.
You're meant to have five a day.
Exactly. The Christmas dinner, the actual on the day. Are you the Christmas dinner person? Do you go and do that?
I'm the cook.
And why is that? Is that because you enjoy cooking?
It's nice to get a bit of time to yourself.
That's the real reason, isn't it?
Yeah.
All those years, you were like mum slaving away in there.
Yeah, I know exactly what she was doing there.
She was just trying to stay away from you.
Lot. It's a little bit of zen, isn't it? A little bit of time for yourself.
Yeah. Just get away from
a
the
couple
family.
Of years ago, the water went off though.
Yes, we remember there? That. Yeah.
Christmas Day went off like 10 o'clock in the morning. It was brilliant. Everybody sort of rushed to the Lundis, going, "Have you got any water? We can't boil our potato." And then people had like panic buying. They were buying that sort of velvet with a bit of strawberry essence, and they were cooking their potatoes. It came on about an hour later. It's like we could have calmed down a bit.
Yeah, You know, you're struggling there.
I remember being very smart about it, going, "Well, I'll just use this time to." Put the butter and stuff in the turkey and get all that sorted. Then realised I couldn't wash my hands.
Ah. Oh.
I know. I did, but it was in strawberry rose water.
Somebody said to me, they said, "Jason, look, I know you don't like sprouts."
Mm.
This is not solving this problem, by the way.
Okay.
I know you don't like sprouts, Jace, but why not this Christmas make Marmite sprouts? I mean... That's not a thing, is it?
I mean, it? Sprout's already a dividing line, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's the Brexit of vegetables.
It really is.
And then you've added another layer there. I mean, I like both, so...
That is not fixed. That's like going, "Oh, do you not like a punch in the mouth? How about kicking the balls?" You're like, mate, you've not fixed it.
At the same time, yeah.
You've not fixed it.
No.
That's not a thing. Not a thing. Sorry, Al. Thanks for the text, though.
Matters.
I'd like to know, actually, while we're talking Christmas dinners, as we have done for the last hour and 15 minutes, what is it that makes your Christmas dinner yours?
Unique.
Like, yeah, what is
What's
the thing,
thing? Yeah.
That you go, do you know what that... Because I was just thinking about the pigs in blanket, that's got to be ours. That's got to be British, hasn't it?
It's got to be, hasn't it? I mean, it just seems so British, doesn't it? A sausage with bacon wrapped around
it. I mean, it's so British.
You never find them cocktail sticks.
No.
If you're making your own. Where'd you get cocktail sticks from? Where are they in the supermarket?
Where did you buy them?
I don't know where cocktail sticks are. You'll find them, but they're, you know.
They can't, but I don't think they're all over the world, the pigs in blanket, are they?
I wouldn't imagine so.
Some, like, little Mexican family, little, you know.
If you translate, it probably sounds really nice, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it
probably does.
Pigs in blanket.
Do they even have them in America?
Not in a blanket, are they?
I know, and it makes sound
more
cuddly.
Of their own flesh.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's toasty in here, isn't it?
Angela in Leon C,
yeah.
Very posh,
yeah.
Says, "I'm an American living in the UK, and I have noticed the tins of pumpkin available at my local shop. It means there's no shortage of pumpkin pie on the table for us at Christmas. Have you ever tried it?"
Never tried pumpkin pie.
No.
I always think, like, Halloween, when I'm scooping out all that pumpkin, I was thinking, I should do something
should
with this.
Should do something with this, yeah. I think that's probably where it...
Yeah.
Which way round that started, I imagine.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't think I've ever eaten pumpkin, just generally.
I don't think I have either.
No.
I bought a pumpkin
every
year.
I put a candle in it.
But that's scooped out all the actual food, the useful thing, and thrown it in the bin.
Yeah. Annoyance, isn't it, really? All that stuff inside.
So, we've got... we'd like to try different Christmassy type things. Right, okay.
Okay. Good start.
Just explain what that noise was, Steve.
You just removed the lid of a... What is it? Is it a sprout ketchup?
Brussels sprouts ketchup,
and
it's
you
called.
Just had a sniff.
And I
that
thought
was
I'd
the
sniff
instant
it
reaction.
While on air.
That wasn't even a comedy gip. That was
no,
a real
that was
one.
A genuine gip. So this is called Brussels sprout ketchup. It's made by The Sauce Shop. You can follow them online if you fancy. And, I mean, it's actually sold out, this stuff.
Is it?
You can't get it. Like
novelty value or...?
I don't know. Well,
who knows?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to put some on my plate.
What would you have it with? Would you have it on a bacon sandwich or something?
Well, I've got some cheese and a cracker here. I know you like sprouts.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'd have it with cheese. Any sort of ketchup.
The stench on it, man.
Strong, isn't it? That's got a bit of egg on. Here we go.
So we're going to have it with a bit of cheese and cracker. It's called Brussels sprouts ketchup by The Sauce Shop.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Sauce Shop.
The Sauce Shop.
It says on the back, a very unexpected flavour. Sharp, sweet and spiced like braised cabbage in a bottle.
Okay, well, I don't mind braised cabbage.
In a bottle.
But in
it says
a bottle.
It says as part of your cheese board, so we're doing the right thing.
Well,
here.
That's what we're doing right now.
I'm just going to go.
Look how much I've put on, like, quite the wedge.
I'm not going to go with the cracker, because I think that will...
You think that'll throw you?
That's not... It's another argument, geez, what cracker go, let it go. Okay.
Oh, no. No, mate.
It's not that bad. I can still taste what I'd call ketchup in there.
There's sugar in it.
But it's like... There's a ketchup cloud, and on top of it, screaming, going 100 miles an hour, is a load of sprouts.
Yeah, coming at
faces
you.
Faces on fire, like coming right at you.
Like you're Jon Snow, and you're in the middle of a battle, Game
it's
of Thrones.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah,
sprouts
just
everywhere, surrounded by sprouts.
A risk or something.
Yeah? Crikey.
Not bad, though. Is it as bad as you thought?
No, I must say it wasn't as bad as
I'm saying
thought
that. My breath is bouncing back at me off the microphone.
Right.
That's very sprouty.
Yeah.
Get a bit closer and have a little breathe on yourself.
Oh, God.
I mean, you don't want to be around yourself, do you?
That's. No. Well, look, you can get. Who are we to say that? That's
I don't
not
think
a thing.
That's bad. It's not as bad as I expected. It's got like spice and then sort of a
it's
sweetness
not just mashed
to it.
Up,
it's got a sweetness
sprout.
To it that you associate with ketchup rather than full on. Blanket of sprouts.
Mm. Mm. So we're saying, is that a Christmas hit?
I think that's a Christmas hit.
That's a Christmas hit. All right, there you go. So The Sauce Shop, Brussels sprouts ketchup. Surprisingly,
it does go with a cheese board, I think,
as
well.
It does go with the nice strong cheese, actually.
Yeah,
to
I'd
be
have
fair.
A little bit of quince.
you've changed. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Nice, now let's just enjoy it now.
Exactly.
Oh,
lovely, lovely. When did we eat that sprout sauce?
About 10 minutes ago.
I am farting already, mate.
Really?
That's how quick that's gone through the system.
Oh, that is a unique sprout.
Isn't it?
No, it's not.
But it's like come like...
Yeah.
You know, it's gone... Maybe because it's in liquid form.
Is it your body just rejecting it?
I think that's what it is, trying to get rid. What makes your Christmas dinner unique? What is it that you do? Got one here. It says, I do a buffet-style Christmas dinner. Everyone gets to choose from roast potatoes, roast and boiled veg, Yorkies, two main meats, turkey and beef or gammon, pigs in blankets, sausage meat, stuffing, gravy are my special, sprouts roasted in honey and diced bacon.
Sounds like he's running a carvery from his house.
Yeah, that's from Toby.
Yeah. Oh, Toby.
See what he's done the classic there with the sprout, hasn't he? Done
that's
it in
what
honey.
Everyone does with the sprouts, yeah. Just cover it with other stuff.
Other stuff that tastes nice.
Like the Marmite suggestion was that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You don't like sprouts, yeah.
Well, honey's nice and diced bacon's nice.
Some
lardons,
just get everything in there.
As a family of allergy sufferers.
Okay, this will be a fun Christmas.
Our Christmas dinner will need to be gluten, dairy, and nut free. It actually just says, free of some nuts. I don't know which ones you choose.
Well, Christmas, you've got to have some nuts, haven't you?
And to make it even trickier...
Even if you've got an allergy.
And to make it even trickier, we are an English and Australian blended family living in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
Today, I'm trialling Yorkshire puds and puddings for the big day.
Okay.
Well, you can go for it. Absolutely knock yourself out.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's...
I wonder if there's anything over there. Maybe there's something...
set a challenge for themselves, haven't they?
Yeah, maybe something in Vietnam that you can throw into your dinner.
It should be a cooking show. You could make... you got to make a meal, but you can't use. And they're just like, there's ingredients you can't use.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. Someone says deep-fried turkey. Deep-fried turkey. No!
I mean, how big's this deep fat fryer that you're going to get a turkey?
You're going to get it in.
You wouldn't even get a crown in there.
No, that's not right. That's not right. 8, 12, 15 on the text this morning. We're going to trial some...
Christmas teas this morning.
You know, you get your sort of herbal teas, your fruit teas.
I think you've got... you've got...
ow! When you hand someone a cup of tea, they get the handle!
I'll burn my hand, yeah?
Yes, no, you hold it at the top and then I get the handle, you...
So you've got more wine.
Just burnt me hand. Merry Christmas.
I mean, it's a sign of how hot the tea's going to be.
So hot.
Just drinking it without anything to cool it down.
The receiver gets the handle of them.
I've learnt my lesson.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ow. Well, I don't like this one already.
Well, I think you've got... has he got Brudolf?
What have
you've
I got?
You've got Brudolf.
I've got Brudolf. You've got mulled wine.
Thumb's...
hot show.
Thumb's got no print on it anymore.
Right, I've got Brudolf.
So what have I got? What flavour's mine?
Mulled wine.
Mulled wine flavoured tea.
Yeah, you go first with the mulled wine flavoured tea.
Well, it smells delicious.
You smell like mulled wine?
Yeah. Like all flavoured teas, it smells phenomenal. Yeah. Oh, if only...
oh, the smell.
If only the smell was the way you... drank fruit tea.
Right, well, we'll see when... I mean, it's hot, isn't it? So I don't know. You're going to have to agitate
hot.
That a little bit.
As always, it tastes like hot water with a hint of something in it.
Right, mine's called Brudolf.
But it's actually all right. It's actually all right, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, I don't...
thank
know.
You, Adele. Just give
I can't...
just
I don't know what that is.
What's your
it's
one?
It's quite nice. Try my one.
What's yours? Yeah, well,
it's
you try
called
mine.
Brudolf.
Here we go.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you. See how that works?
See how that works?
Handle first. See how me and Steve did it?
Yeah. I mean, it was scalding on the bottom of my hand.
Oh,
but I'll take that because you're my mate. Right.
So that was a mulled wine flavour.
Try Brudolf. I think you'll like that one.
Is this Rudolf flavour? That doesn't seem right.
Brudolf.
It's all right, isn't it? What's it? Oh, what is it, though? I don't know what it is.
It is. I've got it written down here. Sri Lankan black tea, cinnamon... some other black tea, cloves, orange peel, lime leaves, pomegranate flowers.
Mmm. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Different, isn't it?
What's this one you give us?
This is crushed apple and cinnamon from Robinson's.
Crushed apple and cinnamon from Robinson's. You're not having the mulled wine?
Mulled wine's just ridiculous, because it smells like mulled wine and you taste it and it isn't wine.
But that's the problem with all herbal teas.
I know, but you're being promised wine here and then... no.
What? So this is... sorry, I missed what you said. This is...
Crushed apple and cinnamon...
crushed apple and cinnamon... Robinson's, hot Robinson's fruit juice.
It's all right. It's all right, isn't it?
It's fine, yeah. Gosh, a lot of sugar in it. Gosh.
Yeah, I know, there's a lot of sugar in it.
Mm. Have you had the winter spiced Ribena yet?
I did have it last year, yeah.
Fit.
Nice. Did you have it warm as well?
Yeah. My brother bought me, for fake Christmas, my present was a bottle of that.
Yeah.
And he wrapped it up like as if it was like a posh...
bottle of wine.
Bottle of red wine. He was like, I got you this, I know you'd like it.
Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music
matters. Adrian says onion rings and potato croquettes.
That's unique.
Aaron adds brown sauce. Nope.
It's just I mean, the sauces, what do you think about the sauces? Bread sauce, cranberry sauce.
Cranberry, what else do you have?
Bread sauce.
What's bread sauce?
I don't know what bread sauce
Milk and bread?
I don't know.
We're not at war. You don't have to eat this stuff anymore, guys.
No, it's not got anything in, has it? Like a bit of pepper or it's just... I don't know what it is.
That?
I don't know if I've had a bad one.
It's not a
thing. A bad batch.
It's not a thing.
People request it, though.
I just looked at the ingredients.
Is that all it is?
Milk and bread.
Well, people request it, going, you're going to have bread sauce, yeah? Like, they're going to kick off. You're like, I've got all this to do and I've got to make this wartime
not having
condiment
it.
For
I'm
you.
A hedgehog. I'm having this for, you know what I mean? I don't think so. Don't feed bread to hedgehogs, guys. That was just a joke from the 80s there. 8:12:15 is the text this morning. Moxie has beef. Sam's having a vegan one this year.
Okay.
Rosanna has mushy peas.
It's different, isn't it?
Different, I guess.
Peas, they don't really... they sort of get left out a little bit on the Christmas dinner, the old pea, don't they?
Yeah.
It's not enough room, like I said.
I know, but sort of. I don't mind them swimming in the gravy, like,
yeah.
You know, the sort of help.
Throw them in. Yeah, yeah.
Sonia adds cream crackers to her stuffing.
Oh, that'll, yeah.
I see what they'll do, see that. Lots of different ones here. Ketchup instead of gravy, Leanne has. She doesn't like gravy, so she puts ketchup on it.
Oh, I don't know.
No. What are you, seven?
That's like somebody going, for my Christmas dinner, I have fish finger sandwiches. You just don't want Christmas dinner, or you're too lazy to do
like
it.
If you had somebody around for Christmas dinner and then they were like, can I have some chips with it?
Yeah, you'd be like,
mate, come on, I haven't got time. Come on. Toad in the hole, somebody has, instead of a traditional meat. That's not right. Is it? I'm not judging you, but I am judging you.
Pigs in swamp water. What is that?
That's just toad in the hole, you know.
But what would you call it if you're going with a pig's in blanket?
Stuffing balls. Frosty says.
Stuffing balls.
Yeah, well, there you go. And Chris Cairns said a bit of granddad racism. That's what makes his Christmas dinner unique.
I don't think that's unique.
Exactly. Yeah.
When did we stop putting stuffing in the bird? But now it's all about no jumping in the bird. You've got to.
Do you not?
No, mate, Jamie and all those tell you to sort of do it separately.
My wife sticks an onion up it.
Yeah, you can do that because then it doesn't. You need a bit of a through draft in your flu.
Oh, as the actress said to the bishop.
Yeah, but I think if you put too much stuff in there, it doesn't cook properly because it's too dense. You can put like onion and a bit of clementine. And
when it comes to Christmas celebrity chefs, who's your go-to?
Jamie's, he does the two-day Christmas dinner. He does it quite well because you do all the sort of gravy and stuff. I mean, it's a real faff, but you do it all the day before. And the roast taters and all that. It's just ready to, you're just doing turkey on the day, really.
Oh, fair enough. I like Heston.
Yeah, but does he not just put something weird in, like reindeer tears or something?
He's mad, isn't he? What's he doing?
I don't know.
He's mad. I had a Christmas dinner, Christmas pudding, full orange inside the Christmas dinner.
Oh, I've seen
that one. Yeah. Full orange inside it.
Yeah.
Like, skin and everything.
Not even
peeled it, mate. Just put it in.
Do you think that was an accident in the factory? And he went, I'll claim that. That's the sort of weird stuff I'd do.
It was actually all right, but... You know, it was weird
inside
eating.
A pudding. So
but it had like fermented so much that the skin was
apart.
Like rind. You know, it was like bits of.
You could probably eat the skin, can't you?
Well, you do, don't you? Sort of grate it, don't you? And stuff.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Morning, guys. This is Jamie in Nottingham. Morning, guys. This year, I'm having a full-on barbecue steak and triple homemade cooked chips. For his Christmas dinner.
You're not having a Christmas dinner.
That's not Christmas dinner. You're just having dinner on Christmas.
You're not having a Christmas dinner.
I mean, I've been out for curry before now, but
you like
I wouldn't
curry,
claim
don't.
It was a Christmas dinner.
Yeah. No,
be like,
you can't
know
barbecue
I mean?
Your turkey. Can't.
Pigs in barges or whatever.
Outside. Yeah,
can't be giving it all that, can you?
No, you've chosen to not have a Christmas
to not
dinner.
Have one. That's not,
which is fine as well.
That's also fine. Jason,
Absolute Radio, Manford, where real music matters.
Caroline says the staggering amount of pigs in blankets that four humans can eat in our house. I don't know why I bother making anything else.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Just do that.
Yeah. If you want to do a simple Christmas dinner, just do that with some fries.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Steve in Berlin. We've got quite a lot of international listeners this morning. Steve in Berlin, Yorkshire puddings and, Kartoffelklotze.
What's that?
German potato dumplings. Okay. Kartoffelklotze.
Kartoffelklotze.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
That does sound nice. Dee says, we're having lamb because no one really likes turkey in our house. That's not the point, Dee. No one likes turkey, mate.
No one likes turkey.
No one likes sprouts.
No one likes. There's a lot of things no one likes at Christmas.
We don't like these things, but we just do them because it's Christmas.
It's tradition.
You have turkey, even though it's not as good as chicken. You have sprouts, even though they're not as good as all of the vegetables.
Yeah.
And you have your family, and they're not as good as friends.
I tell you what we do sometimes.
That's just the way it works.
We sometimes, because there's a lot of us, instead of doing one massive turkey, we'll do two medium-sized turkeys.
Oh,
we cook better
that
and
makes
stuff.
Sense, yeah.
But this year we're struggling with it, because it's usually like a double act, like Anton Deck or whoever. I think it was Walt and Jesse the year when Breaking Bad was big.
Yeah.
We haven't got a double act this year, so if anyone's got a good...
Oh, yeah.
Two people who've been in the news this year that we can, obviously...
Right.
Good ones.
Yeah, yeah, keep it light, guys.
Yeah.
What about when it comes to your chocolates? Are you a chocolate fan?
You see, I haven't really got a sweet tooth, so I'm sort of like a matchmaker. I like a little orange matchmaker.
What, like a big box, like a massive box of celebrations?
Roses seems more traditional, doesn't it? I think we'll have a little bit of, what's the other one, miniature heroes?
I just find roses like, it's
random.
Like something like your nana eats.
I know, but it's tradition.
I know. Also, I have noticed.
Well, it's quality treated too cool. I've got like, big purple one and stuff.
Yeah,
roses, they're like, we're all right, stuck in the 20s.
Yeah, but Quality Street's have got that lovely tin, haven't they? Quite old school. But I have noticed the depth of these chocolate boxes have come down quite considerably.
It used to be like a top hat, didn't it? It's a magician's
massive.
Top hat, gone forever.
It's like Mary Poppins' handbag. Yeah, you get all sorts in there. Now it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like two layers of chocolates.
Yeah.
When it comes to celebration, our social team on Absolute Radio have ranked the chocolates
Within the box.
From average up to God tier. Now,
okay.
It's hard, you see, because I'm a dad. I just eat the bounties now because nobody else eats the bounties. That's all that's left.
Yeah.
So you just get used to it, don't you?
I'd go in first with a bounty.
It's like a tropical wonderland.
Oh,
I love
it. Amazing,
love
it?
A bounty.
It's like a holiday in your mouth.
Exactly. Just having a little moment.
No, it's fine. Check over it. There's nothing wrong with it. I know you thought about it.
No,
I did as well. I think it's
fine.
Yeah.
So this is their level. They've put the eight chocolates in order. I must say, I do miss the Galaxy Truffle when it comes to the celebration. That was nice. Bottom of the pile, they've gone the Snickers and the Bounty. And I love the Snickers as well, actually.
Yeah, I don't mind the Snickers as well. I like familiarity.
I think they've messed up here. Mid-tier, Mars and Milky Way.
Get right down the bottom
that's
of the tier.
Bottom.
Milky Way.
The Milky Way.
It's not even a thing.
Nobody buys a Milky Way.
No. That's like that's like a fudge.
Who's hey,
isn't it?
John, I'm just popping to the garage. Do you want anything? Get the Milky Way.
Please. Dying for the Milky Way,
I went, mate. They're sold out.
Oh, well, fair enough. That's they're good at it now. Yeah, it's Milky Way, isn't it? Everyone loves the Milky Way.
Nobody
like
loves
a finger
the Milky
of fudge.
Way.
It's like no one's favourite.
No. And even the Mars bar. I mean, considering that they're like Mars bar, it's like a famous brand, isn't it? It's just they were first, I think.
Snickers has got peanut in it, isn't it?
Peanut,
it's just a Mars bar with
caramel.
Peanuts in it. It's just nicer.
It's nicer. Top tier, they've gone the Twix and the Galaxy.
I like a Twix.
Wow, like a Galaxy. I could leave the Twix. Yeah. I'd swap the Twix and the Snickers, to be honest.
Snickers is going right down the bottom for me.
Is it? You not like Snicker? With the peanut? I thought it was Mars
Mars,
yeah. Mars is at the bottom.
Yeah.
Milky Way's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Top tier, I think we can all agree.
What's top tier?
Well, the top tier for me is the Malteser. It's the only chocolate that gets bigger in the celebrations box.
Yeah.
So they go from a little one to a big one. The Malteser is absolutely cracking. They've gone with the Caramel Galaxy. But I think the actual plain Galaxy is better.
I'm elevating the Bounty to the top.
Yeah,
still.
And the Milky Way can jog on. Get out of it. You shouldn't even be in the box, mate.
No.
You've snuck in the
box. It's a different box. This is like a Trivial Pursuit kids question being in the real box.
Yeah.
That's what that is. It's
Milky
snuck in.
Way.
I might as well put chocolate buttons in there.
Do you know what I mean? A little tiny Freddo.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Milky Way. You've had your day. You're cancelled. You're
cancelling Milky Ways.
I'm cancelling Milky Ways. They're out of here.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Saw a headline here. It says pigs on coke. I thought it was like another...
A Christmas dinner
thing.
Yeah,
something to put in. No, a group of drug dealers.
Oh, it's not a Christmas dinner thing. Oh, right.
Have been left £17,000 out of pocket after their stash was destroyed by a group of wild boars. They're believed to have buried the drugs in a forest in Tuscany to prevent them being found by police. However, the wild boars dug up the packages that were found scattered around the woods. It's not known how the animals coped with the comedown.
No.
Police knew about the drug-taking hogs after listening into telephone conversations.
What,
between
the
them?
Pigs? I used to have a paper round when I was young. Just banging on.
Yeah, but I was in these woods before, you know.
Really
15
nice
truffles,
yes, truffles
I found.
Truffles are great.
I found loads
of
truffles.
Pigs on coke.
Imagine.
Sound like a band. Pigs on coke.
Yeah, that's what they did. There you go. That's a lovely story.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Mad. Hope they're all right.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
I was doing a bit of telly this week, Steve.
Yeah.
And I went on the Sarah Cox show.
Yes.
She's got a show on ITV. I think Zoe Ball used to do it, and then now she does it. I think she's taken over. I think so, anyway.
Okay.
I get mixed up with my Cox and Ball. And... Anyway. So, it's a fun show. Little chat. And plug in the musical I'm in and the game show that I'm doing for BBC. But beforehand, I thought, I'll have a shave. So I'm shaving my face, all right?
Okay.
just sliced my ear. Just sliced my ear. I don't know what happened. It's just there, look, you see it on the...
Is it the top? Just oh, that there. Bit there, yeah.
That bit, I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what any bit of the ear's called.
Well, there's the lobe, isn't there?
That's it. The...
And then...
Perineum.
The perineum, there.
And that bit's the...
What's that bit there?
Vulva?
The vulva, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Don't know any parts of the ear. Don't
That's
know
not
any
on
parts
the
of the
ear.
Well, neither's the perineum.
No, I know, but we're not in trouble with Ofcom because of perineum. So, I was asking online about just weird, just when you've been an idiot and just like hurt yourself. Mm. Out of stupidity.
What were you just like wildly thrashing around with the rain? How did you get up that high?
I know. That's
did exact... you have a bit of air in front
no,
of
it? No, I wasn't
it?
Like shaving my ear, which a few people were.
Were
like,
you singing and shaving?
No. I think I just. I don't
the
know.
Way you're miming it now, I can see how it's happened. You're flailing all over the shop.
I'm exactly.
You used two hands. Did you have two razors?
I'm not the only one. I tell you the other bad thing about the ear, though, when you cut...
That bit,
yeah. Now I'm like, what is it called? When you cut a bit of your ear, it does not stop bleeding.
No, and it stings as well, doesn't it? It's a stinger.
Oh, my goodness, it does not stop. Nicola said, my husband cut his face on a cutthroat razor, which I've always thought was the worst name for a razor.
Terrible name for
That's
a razor.
That's the opposite thing that it needs to do.
Yeah.
You'd be like, chop your ear off scissors. Get them, chop the ear off scissors.
Oh, do you want to blade yourself sunglasses? Yeah, they sound great.
She bought it last Christmas. It comes to pass he couldn't and shouldn't use it. We were off out just before this incident and had to hold tissue against his face all the way there.
Even like some barbers don't do it. You need to be quite skilled to use
I think you've got to have a
razor, don't
yeah,
you? Don't just do it yourself. I think it's for other people to do to you.
Yes. It's not,
I don't think you can get it to the angles.
I would not want to use a cutthroat razor. That's crazy. Tammy said, dropped a bin lid on my nose.
Sorry, hair, what?
Doesn't go into any detail. Weird injuries.
Yeah, that is weird.
I tell you, I have done that a few times. That's another stupid injury.
Which one?
Middle of the night, looking at your phone, drop it on your face.
Oh, yeah, I've done
that.
Oh, yeah,
my
yeah.
God, I've done that.
Right on the nose.
Right on the bridge.
Stop being punched on the nose.
Matters. We've been chatting weird injuries, like when you've hurt yourself. Stupid injuries.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I properly cut my ear, bled in HD.
Well, it doesn't stop, does it? And you can't pinch it or... And any bleed, you're meant to get it above your heart. But how do you get your ear above? It's already there.
It's already there. It's already above my heart.
And it's still bleeding.
It was really weird, really weird. This text coming in this morning. Try and pop your names on these guys if you do. Jason, I broke my toe on the dining room table whilst drunkenly reenacting Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, that's your own fault, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done to Oti and Kelvin, though. That's
yes.
Nice. That's something to be happy
yeah,
about, wasn't
go.
It?
That's
they were good. They were very good.
Yeah, I mean, he came in like...
He came in brilliant. And
he
was a replacement.
And he was a replacement,
mate. He wasn't meant to be on the show, but he was... Brilliant.
The arms and Oates
is just phenomenal.
Oh, my God, just amazing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's how Strictly Chat done.
That's that done. B from West London. I once got a bath salt in my eye. That's their weird injury. Bath salts. Do you put anything in your bath?
Yeah, I don't get time to have a bath these days. I just have a quick shower.
I know, a bath. I can't remember the last time I had a bath.
I can't remember the last time I had a bath. You sat there
what,
with your
Victorian?
With your salts and everything. Ooh, get me some salts. Epsom salts from
there. I run a bath quite a lot. But
every night
every
I run
night.
A bath.
But I'm never
for
in
my
it.
My son. When it's summer, sometimes he makes me get in with him. He goes, get in the bath.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Faff, though, isn't it? But yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit. It's one of them, isn't it, the bath. It's like, I don't know if you've ever shared a bath with a loved one, as in like a partner. You know. And there's a romance to the bath, isn't there? You put the candles on, glass of wine, you know, all big bubbles everywhere, and you try and get in. It's not for two people.
Well, you've got a tap end, haven't you? So somebody's already... And then there's joints everywhere, there's toes.
There's toes.
Toes going
all sorts of places. All sorts of places. Places they do
Where
not
do
belong.
Where do the toes go? Because if you could put them on the side, get them out of the way...
Yeah.
And that's not a good view of anyone.
No,
is it?
Because it floats, doesn't it, your middle bits as a fella. It floats up.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need that, like a weird shipwreck.
I just had to do a joke and then get rid of it in my head. Then
I did about eight jokes.
Jettisoned it.
I was like, no, let's not spoil people's Christmas. Nobody wants that visual.
Epsom salts. Let's go back to Epsom salts.
Weird weird injuries that you've done. Louise Potter was taking my sock off on a Monday night. Very specific, she is, to the Monday night. And snapped a tendon.
How vigorously were you taking your
sock off?
Oh,
mad, isn't it? Sprained ankle at a soft play centre. Stephanie Spring,
she's
called.
That would be done there. That's sprained, easy done,
she's no spring in her step anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Sprained her ankle. I thought taking my sleeping baby down the slide was too dangerous. Well, it is.
Yeah.
A sleeping baby?
God. Who's getting enjoyment out of this?
God, who's enjoying that? So went down some soft steps and ended up falling. The slide probably would have been safer.
Well, what did... Yeah.
What are you taking a sleeping child on a soft play for?
No, there's no
We've paid £4 to get in, you'll enjoy it.
Don't sleep through it.
Awake or not.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
You must have hurt yourself doing something weird.
I once, not fractured, did all the tendons on my ankle when I was walking the dogs. I used to have those extendable leads.
Oh, yeah.
And I jumped over a fence, like a really short fence, like two foot high.
Yeah.
And I checked back. One of my dogs was deaf.
Oh, yeah.
To see if she was keeping going. And she wasn't. She was at the end of the lead quite far. I was like, this lead is going to pull me back any second. And then when I looked back where I was jumping on a massive stone on its side, like Stonehenge. And I just hit it. Ball like snapped. And then I fell backwards, landed a load of nettles. This was in a field in Salford as well.
Wow.
About 1 o'clock in the morning. I was just lying there with two dogs just pulling, one of them licking my face, in nettles. And it was Friday night when we got to the hospital and going, I'm not waiting here.
No.
Not Friday night.
Not a chance.
Salford.
I know, you don't. It's weird when you go to A&E, isn't it? You just see what people get up to.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, what's happened?
What's happened here?
You know what you don't see a lot anymore?
What?
Kids with saucepans stuck on their head.
I don't know if I ever did see it.
Is it just
I
in
saw
the Beano?
It in films.
In it was the in the Beano, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the Beano. I don't think I ever saw it in real life.
No, was it not real? I feel like...
Did they used to have like a different shape on
Yeah, because how would you get it on?
Did some of them used to go in a bit? Maybe they did. But then you still...
I don't know. Another great British tradition.
Ruined.
Ruined. Dan says, Jason, I smashed my two front teeth in a toilet seat while being sick at the same time.
Wow, that's a bad night.
It's not a good night, is it? I've now got two crowns at the front.
Oh, that's a bad night.
When I was a kid, I broke my nose playing blind man's bluff. No, bluff, isn't it? It's very much bluff.
You think so?
Bluff is very different.
Yeah, that's a different...
Blindfolded my brother, tripped up... Just shut that blindfold there, I can't see a blooming thing on the screen. The sun has come out. It's hurting us. Blindfolded my brother, tripped me up, and I fell flat on my face. That's a dangerous game, though, isn't
that
it?
That is a dangerous game.
Dangerous. 30 years ago, I caught my boob in a school desk. This is Wanda. In those days, your desk opened up to put books in. I still remember the excruciating pain 30 years on.
It was all sorts in them desks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mainly smelled like sort of chewing gum and bits of old tissue. But he used to just put chewing gum in.
Oh, it was horrible.
Rank, wasn't it?
Did you ever track
your
boobs in, though?
Didn't you have to... No, I never did that. You had to sand it, didn't you? Last day of term, you had to sand the desk.
Yeah, all the stuff off it. Well, I tell you...
They've got it made, kids. They don't have to sand their desk,
sand
do they?
Your own desk.
That's like a sort of workhouse.
I had a very odd experience at my school. So I went to the same school as my dad. Not at the same time.
No, that'd be weird.
And it was a different name and all that stuff. But for all intents and purposes...
Same building.
Same building. Couple of the same staff, actually, you know, staying on for 30-odd years. And I remember one time... The end of school, science, and the teacher dragging me out of the class, go to the head teacher. I said, what? And I was like, I wasn't a good kid, but I wasn't a bad kid. I was just in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And anyway, I'm in the head teacher thinking, what is going on? School's finished, end of the day. So I'm like,
what have I done?
Anyway, I got in, the head teacher coming, very disappointed, Jason. Very disappointed. I expect it was some of the kids here, but not you.
Not you, yeah.
I was like, what? What have I done, sir? I don't know what I've done.
Well, I'd have let you off for that.
What?
What have I done, sir? I'd have let you off. So. All right, go home. Don't do it again.
He said, you've been graffitiing.
Graffiti?
Around the school.
Me?
I said, me?
A graffiti artist?
I can't do graffiti. Are you mad?
We were thinking of the lad in our class, Banksy. It's that guy.
Yeah. So I said, that's not me. Anyway, in the end, they said, well, you can clean it up. So drag me back to science.
Yeah.
So we got those big, you know, those big wooden desks with like the Bunsen burner coming out of it and stuff like that. You know, those ones.
Yeah. All that asbestos.
Yeah, gas tap on the side.
It's only dangerous if it's cracked. They were always cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gas tap on the side. You know, for 13-year-olds to be in charge of.
Yeah.
Your own gas tap.
Yeah, yeah, fine, yeah.
I think that's fine, yeah, totally fine.
They won't turn that on.
No, we can be trusted.
Yeah.
And on the side of this wooden table was scraped in. Like with a, I don't know, like a
knife. It wasn't on a wall. It was
It was. It'd been scraped into the wood, and it just said Manford, like in the thing. And I was going, I didn't do that. They were like, oh, someone else has written Manford, have they?
Yeah.
Your surname. I was like, it's not me. Anyway, I had to sand it down. I had to sand all like three or four desks right in this room.
I had to replaster the ceiling.
I was there an hour after school. And I got home. And I'm at dinner, and my dad gets back from work, and my mum gives it, he had detention today. I said, yeah, but I didn't do it. He said, what happened? I said, someone had put Manford on the side of a desk, and I got in trouble for it. He went, which room?
I said,
the science lab. He went, oh, it was me, that. That's how long it has been there.
And they hadn't noticed it.
Sins of thy father. Sins of thy father.
It seems unsurprising they haven't noticed. You sure didn't nip in the afternoon and do it?
30 years! Get new desks, man!
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Steve Edge is here.
Morning.
Sarah Keyworth is here as well. Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really well. Thank
Thanks
you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Always lovely to see you. You've got a new show.
I do.
It's heading to the Soho Theatre before going on tour. So lots of places. Bath, Leicester, Brighton, Newcastle, Birmingham, Glasgow, Manchester, Leeds, Edinburgh. And loads. Well, this says loads or, but I think it means loads more.
Loads more, yeah. Loads or none at all.
Loads. Called Pacific. Is it about the ocean or about the people not being able to stay specific?
It's about how, there's just a bit about how angry my dad gets at people who say Pacific.
Oh, I see. I can understand it, though.
Yeah.
So the description of the show was meant to make people think, oh, she means Pacific.
Yes.
Because at the time I didn't know what the show was about.
Fair enough.
I was just trying to irritate my father.
And has it worked?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's furious with me. Yeah.
I can see that, though. It drives me a bit crazy, the old...
It's so annoying. Yeah.
It's like in Manchester, the like my mum does it every so often, lickle.
Lickle.
Oh, it goes right through me.
Oh.
Lickle instead of little.
Pacific's different, though, because I think when really clever people will say it occasionally, and you go, oh, I've lost all respect for all your knowledge now.
There's lickle. Someone my dad knows as well who will say, he's got a really good work ethic.
Oh, that's
which is awful, isn't it? Yeah.
That does sound awful,
it's bad,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
On so many levels.
If somebody said that about me, I'd be like, please don't spread that rumour around.
Yeah, that just sounds like there's somebody in the shed. I'm an asylum seeker.
Yeah.
Crikey. I like it. I like the reason you come up with it, and I agree with your dad. Absolutely bang on.
No, I do too. So
throw Lickle in. Next time you see him.
I'll tell him.
Lickle.
Oh, that'll drive
see
him.
What happens.
Keckle.
Yeah, Keckle.
Keckle. Hospical.
Kettle. Keckle as in kettle.
Yeah, you heard.
Hospical is a bad one.
What about
hospical.
Your
hospical? Yeah, he used to say hospical.
Remember your landlord?
In hospital.
What was the one that your landlord said that time?
It was Keckle. Get the Keckle on.
It was
no, proper little gentleman.
Gentleman.
No. Gentleman.
He's
a proper little gentleman. Gentleman.
And is that just like a quirky thing that people do, or do they genuinely think?
I think
that
he had a few teeth missing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not like an affection. It's not like something they're doing on purpose for a laugh.
Yeah.
T's become K's, don't they? Yeah.
Very odd. Anyway, sarahkeyworth.co.uk for all the dates for that. Soho Theatre from the 27th of Jan, and you can follow her at Sarah K Comedy. Now, we've been talking unusual injuries this morning.
Yes, I hear. Yeah, I've heard about your ear. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just about stopped bleeding.
You've got a heavy
pair
of headphones on. Is that to stem the flow?
I've got no ear on that side, yeah. What about yourself?
Weirdest injury I've ever had, on my 18th birthday, I was having a party, so I'd had a few drinks, and I was outside my parents' house, and I slashed open my leg on a plant pot.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Dangerous, isn't it?
It was like weather worn, so it was really sharp.
Ooh.
And it just caught my leg. But I was so drunk that it required other people pointing it out to me.
Your leg's bleeding.
And I had blood running down my leg. I had to go to the hospital. Well, went to A&E the next day and had 5 stitches in it.
Wow.
That's a proper one. I've still got a big scar.
Yeah, of course.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And my dad put the plant pot down the next day. He destroyed it.
He got rid of it.
Yeah. He's a good father.
Good dad. Went straight out there. Yeah. Took it to the end of the garden.
You don't hurt my children.
Put it out of its misery.
Yeah.
I'm taking the plant pot. Lauren says her friend cut a hand on a Dorito. A Dorito? Oh, the crisp?
Have you ever done that where you've eaten a crisp and it's cut?
I can understand it in your mouth. Yeah. But your hand?
They're not meant to be sharp on a school.
No. Yeah, I cut my mouth on a minstrel once.
Did you?
Yeah, on the sweet. Not
the out bit? Was it the sort of harder bit?
Yeah, the harder bit. It's like chocolate glass, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not right.
Had it been in the fridge? Because some people
been in the fridge.
That's
where you go wrong. They should put a warning on there.
Do not refrigerate.
Do not refrigerate, yeah, absolutely.
Jason.
Absolute Radio.
Manford.
Where real music matters.
We've been talking odd injuries, times where you've hurt yourself. The other thing people are getting involved is mispronunciation of
did you
words.
Say mispronunciation?
No, I didn't.
Mispronunciation.
Why would you say it?
You said it right, but you said mish. You definitely said mish.
Did. I've had 4 hours sleep. Of people who can't say words, rather than people who just didn't say it once correctly because they're so tired. 8:12:15 is the text this morning. Sarah's show's called Pacific, which is because her dad gets annoyed at the specific Pacific thing. Patrick says his boss calls WhatsApp, "What's up?"
Oh,
that'd do your head in, wouldn't it? I'll send you a message on "What's up."
My mum pronounces Haribo as Harry Boo.
No, that's weird.
And it really drives me mad.
I'm surprised they're still married.
Yeah.
No, short-tempered your dad is.
Yeah, exactly.
with the words.
I think he doesn't eat Haribo anymore, and I think that's why.
I won't have it in the house.
Yeah. Not
and
if you're
and I'm
call
being
it
very,
that.
Very specific about that.
Yeah.
We talk about injuries as well. Rich in East Dulwich says, morning, Jason and team. A few years ago now, I went to my mate's dad's second wedding. Obviously took advantage of the free bar. I don't remember heading back to the hotel room, but woke up the next morning with a fat lip and broken front teeth. There was a broken mirror on the floor, which was once on the wall, which could have been pulled off in my inebriated states. But then later the next day, a complaint came in from another guest into management about a man fitting my description running into his in his room, shouting his head off while his pregnant wife was in bed at 6 a.m. I wouldn't be surprised if the fat lip and broken teeth were caused by a sharp left hook to the mouth. But still to this day, I haven't decided how it must have happened. Either I pulled the mirror off the wall onto my face or got punched by a random guest. Like some out of Memento or something.
Yes.
Woke up and it was all just broken around you.
Just got to try and figure it out.
Not a way to attend a wedding.
Somebody, what do you say? My mate's dad's second wedding.
That's
like
so tenuous.
You shouldn't even be there.
I'm not sure who it is. I think I know him. My mate's dad's second wedding. What?
Also, I like he had to specify that it was the pregnant wife,
yes,
rather than it would be annoying for anybody.
For anybody in the world.
Any human.
Yeah.
But I guess you're a bit more short-tempered at 6 o'clock if you're carrying another human being, yeah. Jen in Wiltshire says one of her friends can't say necessarily, says necessary.
No.
Like celery.
Necessary.
Necessary.
It's a tricky word.
It's hard not to spell.
Go out and practice.
Have a practice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't come out until you've got it right.
Quite right. Glenn says, chopped my finger off when it got sucked into a vacuum cleaner motor I was repairing.
What?
Absolutely not.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Funny injuries.
Funny, mate. Keep it light. Surrender. Steve's gone grey. Jason in Sutton Coldfields, I once managed to get a paper cut on my eyeball.
You need glasses.
That long or short side?
I can't see me. The paper got my eye. Just get some glasses. They're £1 from Poundland. Just have a little look.
That's not right, is it? That is not right.
Music matters.
Well, Steve Edge.
Yes.
That was part one of our Christmas special.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week on Absolute with more Christmas shenanigans. What have you got planned this week? Got anything fun?
No.
Oh, there's a Christmas special of Reluctant Landlord, I saw.
Oh, yeah, that's on the 23rd.
There you go.
I think.
Right, so to get your Sky Plus set for that.
Or
some point.
Or Now TV.
Or, nice, look at you, corporate boy.
We were told to do it as well. We were made to do it. It's very good. Joe Joyner's a guest star in it.
Oh, there you go. There you are. And Sarah Keyworth, Pacific UK Tour 2020. You can follow her at Sarah K Comedy. The show, it says here, I don't know if you knew this, what the show was about. It says, this show is about strength and masculinity, written by a tiny woman.
Yeah, that's what we've said.
That's what you've just...
That's the words we wrote down. it's a bit... It's about how I like to think that I'm a big, strong boy, but I'm actually a tiny weed of a woman.
Yeah.
So I just get into fights with... I'm like one of those tiny dogs you see at the park that's barking at the big ones.
Right, got you. Fair enough.
So essentially it's about that.
Lovely.
About how I'm having to accept that I can't just... have an argument with anybody I want to have an argument with.
You certainly can. We'll look forward to hearing
Thank
more
you very
about
much,
it.
I will.
If you want, go and have a little chuckle to Sarah. Sarah's won awards all over the place, all over the world. So please feel free to go and check her website out, sarahkeyworth.co.uk. And her tour kicks off in London on the 27th of Jan and runs at the Soho Theatre before going to lots of places, all the major cities, probably the one that you live in. I will be back next Sunday with Steve for part two of Christmas time here on Absolute.
Yeah, it's the drinking one, isn't it?
It's the drinking one, yes. Somebody coming in from, where are they coming in from?
Hard Rock Cafe
to do some Christmas
cocktails.
Are you drinking on air?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's going to be some funny injuries after that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. To our careers. we'll see you next Sunday. I'm in Curtains all week, which is the musical at the Wyndham Theatre here in London's dazzling West End. So come along to that if you fancy it as well. Take care. Have a lovely Sunday.
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.